a mutual discussion.
Yeah, it does go back to that mutuality piece, that both partners have to be willing to step into that conversation and stay in that conversation, even if it's a little challenging at times.
Thank you. And so with this conversation, what are the important forms of communication that can keep this conversation going?
Yeah, so in my work, I think about reframing our civic conversations. And when I say civic conversations, I mean that could include the ways we engage with our family, our friends, at school, at work, with our neighbors. Recognizes a lot of our default ways of talking about politics, political issues, contentious topics, policies, are defined by an adversarial frame. And what I mean by that is we go into interactions ready to argue, to assess, do you disagree with me or do you agree with me? Why would you think that? And that doesn't necessarily create the openings that we want. And so one of the ways we can practice civil discourse is by engaging in a spirit of dialogue instead. And dialogue as a form of communication is oriented towards building relationships and understandings first. So again, it's mutually responsive, it's free-flowing, it's open-ended, it's creative, and it's oriented towards trying to explore what the other person is trying to say, rather than trying to refute that. It's not to say that there's not a place for debate, but dialogue can help people work through different opinions and promote understanding first before they engage in those questions of debate. Dialogue can also help us then seek information and evidence, evaluate the possibilities, give reasons and exchange what our reasons are, what our belief systems are, surface some of the underlying values that we have, and work again towards some collective decisions or some collective understandings.
Thank you. And how does civil discourse matter for Catholics?
Sure. Well, as I was thinking about this topic, I tried to see if there was anything on civil discourse from the Catholic Church. But one thing that I found was from the United States Council of Catholic Bishops. And they remind us that in public life, it's important to practice the virtues of charity and justice. And so when we think about what that means for civil discourse, it really is a call to listen, to speak with humility, to recognize another person's contributions in the conversation, and to consider the limitations of what we know. It also is a way to meet people where they are, invite productive conversations through gracious contestation, right? Grace is etymological roots, right? It means mercy and forgiveness. And so if we're able to engage one another with a spirit of curiosity, recognizing the dignity of that person, but also a sense of grace of, hey, I'm not sure you know how I received that message, why I think that, or a spirit of grace to be like, this is my Catholic faith and these are the values that I hold and this is why, but I'm really curious to understand your set of values, your experiences, and really engage that on a relational level.
So it's an act of charity and it's an act of mercy to not dismiss someone's ideas, but to talk with them and to try to create that relationship of dialogue, like you said.
Yeah, I think it can also be an act of humility for us, and is about the search for what's good and true, and beautiful, although beautiful maybe a little bit more ecstatic, but what's true together. And that's a part of our faith, right? To search out the truth. And with that too, civil discourse allows us to ethically work together, and in doing so can promote the common good, right? So I think that solidarity is a part of it. So yeah, humility, justice, charity, solidarity, and then just overall, it really is about a pursuit of truth and justice and virtue, towards acting towards the common good. And so those are all virtues that are also at the core of genuine dialogue and civil discourse.
Thank you. And how can we, do you have any tips for how we could encourage these virtues and encourage this discourse in our own lives?
I think my advice is to ask questions functionally and ask open-ended questions. And what I mean by that is not simply asking, do you believe this or do you believe that? Why do you believe this? But asking, how do you come to that belief? What's your experience told you about this? Where are you still asking questions? Because I think often when we go back to that adversarial frame, we go in with our points, our bullet points, what we want to say.
Right.
But what would happen if we just shifted towards asking the other person? So what does it mean to you to be a committed Catholic? I do a lot of work where I facilitate public forums. And, you know, we like to talk about our arguments or our identities, but what would happen if we really listen and ask the person, so what does it mean to you to have that stand on abortion? What are the values behind that? So I think sometimes we could have productive conversations to learn about the other that aren't about simply trying to change their opinion, but we can be enlightened and understand. So I would just say, engage with a spirit of curiosity and ask open-ended questions.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, thank you for everything you've contributed to this episode of the podcast. Thank you for your time. I just hope, you know, your work continues and you meet with success. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you next time. Have a great day.